If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is Monday, Labor Day. Hopefully you guys are enjoying some time with the family and getting time a little bit off of work or whatever it is your normal routine is. But I wanted to jump on. We are 7 days. We are Charvarius Ward days away from kickoff for the 49ers. And, you know, we got to wait a little bit longer, which I think could help the 49ers in a few ways. And so as I start kind of my research project and scouting report and all the things that I do every, you know, 49ers week, every single year, I was like, man, you know what? We got a little bit of extra time. Let's open up the process. Let's dive into a little bit of what this 49ers versus Jets matchup looks like. Kind of scouting report. But this is just like, usually whenever I start this process, I've got a whole form. I didn't even get out the form today. I was just like, man, let's just spend time talking through kind of the advantages, disadvantages, strengths, the way the Jets have built their team. Let's get to know them a little bit. Just kind of a first date situation before we get down to business on Sunday night. I don't like that analogy, but that's okay. I think it's going to be beneficial for all of us. Just kind of looking at the rosters, advantages, all that stuff, just where the Niners kind of have their, what they want to do. And it becomes very obvious as soon as you start looking at these things, just kind of what they do, what they want to do, what the 49ers want to do and all those things. So really appreciate everybody showing up. What's up, Raphael? Good morning and welcome. Stepping up. He's telling everybody like and subscribe. If Raphael says it, man, we got to get it done. What's up, Kevin? Hey, Mosquito Killer. Week one is here. It's officially here. And I couldn't be happier. I know you guys are happy. It's the best time of the year, man. It really, really is. I think I say that a lot of times, but I feel like we're just there. Whether it's right before the draft, whether it's right before the season or right before the playoffs or, you know, all those different times. Gosh, man, this is fun. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs, all the countdown crews. It's finally here. We are back. What's up, Jax? Hey, Sean. We got Kim from across the pond. What's up, brother? Right here. Corral says, finally, John, the season is here, but we need Trent in the offensive line. Any news about him? Still no news. That's not there. And Trey, appreciate the super chat. He says, love you, bro. Right back at you, Trey. Take on Trent playing next week. One, Trent can play next week. I don't know if you guys saw the clip of J.C. Latham, who was, I think, the second offensive tackle taken. He worked out this offseason with Trent Williams and down at his gym in Houston. And, you know, J.C. Latham's, I mean, he's a big dude. That dude is like 340, 350 pounds, whatever. He's talking about, all right, Trent's laying out the workout for the day. And he's like, all right, we're going to do all these pull-up sets. We're going to do three sets of these and jump back down. And J.C. Latham's like, dude, I'm 340 pounds. You're like 330 pounds. There's no way you're knocking out a set of pull-ups at this weight. He says they get started. Trent jumps up there, pow, 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 pumps them all out, jumps down, finishes the next one, jumps up, does it. And J.C. Latham's just like, what the world? Like, how is this man at this age doing everything that he needs to do? It's different. Now, my take on Trent playing week one, it's only up to the contract. I don't think that it has anything to do with, you know, he's got to be in football shape, whatever. There's a few positions. Now, yes, is the play diminished, right? So you have Trent Williams at a ceiling play, which is all pro, almost unanimous, amazing, not quite a first ballot Hall of Famer yet, but borderline. He's amazing, and he's still playing at that level. Is he going to be at that level? No, he's not. You saw what happened with Nick Bosa. You come back a little late, takes a little bit of a time. But there's a difference between year four Nick Bosa, year five Nick Bosa, and year 15 Trent Williams. Trent is a little bit different. He's just, it's not the same. He's an offensive tackle. He's kind of out there on the island. He knows all the calls. He's played next to Aaron Banks for multiple years. He's played with this center, Jake Brindle, for multiple years. Played with Brock Purdy multiple years. It's not like he's, yes, you would prefer him to have a ramp-up period and all those things. Trent Williams could go out there and pass protect and do all the things he's got to do relatively easily. You're kind of getting into it. You know, you want a couple days, get the physical, all that stuff. You don't want him signing the contract, showing up first time pads on, going out there against the Jets. That's not what you want. You might have to rotate some series. But here's the practice schedule every week. Wednesday, first practice. Thursday, Friday. Second, third practice. Walk through Saturday, play Sunday. Well, this is Monday football. And you're coming off a long weekend. So you got an extra practice on Tuesday, tomorrow. Man, you get them out there Thursday, Friday, that's the ideal. So that's kind of the date you've got circled is Thursday. But also, you've got to look at this, guys. Week one for us is everything. I totally understand that. Week one for the 49ers, it's not a divisional game. It's not a conference game. Has the least amount to do with the playoffs of any game almost on your entire schedule. That doesn't change the fact that it's primetime, Aaron Rodgers, everybody's watching, Monday Night Football opener. I get all that stuff, and I'm hyped for that stuff. But if there was a game to miss, this might be one of them. Not that I want that. That's not what I'm saying at all. It's just you. Divisional games are way above everything that matters. Conference games, tiebreakers, playoff tiebreakers, all those things, that's number two. AFC games. It matters in the win-loss column. You want to win it, but it's not like it's everything. So if I had to guess, I'm going to put it, I'm optimistic. I'm going to say 60-40, 60% chance he signs and plays this week. That's where I'm at. That will tick down probably about 5% each day until we get to Thursday. Then it's going to drop down to like 5% chance he plays. Does that make sense? So I'm at 60. If he doesn't sign today, tomorrow I'm going to be at 55. That's Tuesday. Wednesday, I'm going to be at a 50-50 coin flip. Thursday, he's still not out there. It's going to drop down to 10%. Friday, 5%. Saturday, no way. That's kind of where I'm at. I hope that is. So, 40 hours faithful. Trent will miss at least 2 weeks of the regular season, in my opinion. It's possible. It is possible. And, yeah, you know, I like this, Vince. He says 3 days before the regular season begins, ladies and gentlemen. 3 days. Oh, and it's kind of fun having the Monday Night Football game opener because we just get to sit back and watch and enjoy the NFL apart from the Niners, which I love doing. I try to watch at least some parts of every single NFL game. I really, really do. Week one, I'm probably going to watch every one. I'm going to lock myself in my room. I'm not going to sleep. I'm just going to watch, you know, all the breakdowns on YouTube TV and all the whatever. And oh, I'm so excited, man. And yeah, it's going to be interesting. On Trent Williams. There's no doubt about that. Bobo, appreciate you, brother. It says, do you expect Super Bowl hangover or a four-peat? Man, I don't think it's just that or that. You know, four-peat NFC championship game is what Bobo's saying. No, I'm not. This team has lived through that, and they played 20 games in back-to-back-to-back-to-back seasons. We haven't had hangovers here. Now, the 2019 Super Bowl hangover, I'm going to argue that wasn't even a hangover. That was just straight-up injuries. You lost all of your starters. You lost everything. Your starting quarterback, your defensive best defensive player. You lost everything. That was a weird one. That one was very, very rough. So, anyway, you take that for what you want. And yeah, I'm fine with that. What's up, Shane? Oh, from Arizona, 49ers Empire. I love that freaking chapter. It says, let's go. Niners season is here. Completely optimistic about this. I just want to see the team play mean AF. Yes, we do. And you don't have to look too far for, like, sometimes in football, you need help getting motivated. You don't need help getting motivated for week one. You don't need help getting motivated for a Monday Night Football game. You don't need help getting motivated playing against your former defensive coordinator, Robert Saleh. You look across the opposing. I mean, you've got guys peppered all throughout the Jets roster that you know from coaches Jeff Ulbrich, right? Robert Saleh, their staff is peppered with these guys that we know. And, you know, not a lot on offense as I'm looking. I don't think there's any offensive guys. But defensively, Javon Kinlaw starting for them. That's your dude. He's back. You know him. You got DJ Reed. You drafted him. Like, you got Isaiah Oliver, who we, you know, whatever, however you feel about that. He was with us last year. Now he's over there. Solomon Thomas is there. Like, Tack McKinley is there. They've got guys up and down their roster. I mean, come on. It's just like we know these guys. We know who they are. There's a lot of overlap. There's Aaron Rodgers. That adds to it. Coming back to the Bay Area. He's going to have family. Oh, nope, never mind. I didn't mean to do that. I would like that stricken from the record. man, I'm sorry. That wasn't cool. I would try to do that. It just, as I was saying it, live show. If this wasn't a live show, I'd go back and cut it. I'm not an Aaron Rodgers fan at all. I can't stand him. But he's amazing. And, you know, you kind of, whatever. Anyway, now I will say this. If you look back to the last time Aaron Rodgers had a 300-yard passing game, Brock Purdy wasn't even drafted yet. Wasn't even drafted. Brock Purdy's entire career has taken place since the last time Aaron Rodgers had a 300-yard passing game. Not to say he's not a huge, gigantic upgrade over what they've had. Whew, man. Yeah. Take that for what you will. I ain't even there. What's up, Danny? Says, John, I'm tempted to bet Debo for 2 touchdowns. What's your favorite bet for week 1? You know, if you look at the 49ers and just kind of like where things are right now, they're 3.5-point favorites against the Jets. 43.5 points, that's the over-under combined points scored. My favorite bets, man, I want to see, I always wait. I don't put out, and again, I'm going to put out my season-long bets and all that stuff over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon for all our Jerry Rice tier and above. We bet all year. I post all of our bets all year. And so if you just want to kind of limp in and test those waters, that's there for you. But I'm waiting until practice reports come out for any week 1 bets. I haven't placed any of those yet. Christian McCaffrey, Ayuk, Trent Williams. Like, I'm waiting for my week 1 bets. But I do like the money line. I'm not going to lie. You know, again, you kind of look at just where they are. The money line, the 49ers are -208. I'm fine with us covering. I don't like the 3.5. I might buy a point, that 2.5-point favorites at home. I do like that a lot. But again, I'm waiting until we get all those practice reports and all that stuff out. So I love that. Now, if, and we're going to segue real quick here. If you haven't bet yet with us, right here, baby. We are back, baby. Year 6 with my bookie. I love these guys. There's being a fan and enjoying your team playing, but whenever you're invested in it and you've got money on the line, it's so much more enjoyable. The highs are higher. Yeah, sometimes the lows are lower, but it's totally worth it. Trust me. And once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, but just always manage your own bets. Make sure you don't go too far with anything and consider this entertainment. But we're going to guide your hand. We help you here at the 49ers Rush. We post all of our bets and what we do every single week with the Niners over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. We got you. And my favorite thing about MyBookie, there's several. Easy to get money in and out. Don't have to download an app. Whatever it is you want to bet, this player, that many carries, under carries, spread, parlays, all that stuff, it's easy. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, or just use this QR code next to me if you're watching. Use promo code 49ers, and guess what? You get a $1,000 bonus all the way up to that on your first deposit. It's incredible. All you got to do is use 49ERS. It helps the show, and trust me, you're going to have a good time. And with college football season, you can bet on that if you want to. Last year, they had some of the best odds for Michigan to win the national championship. 10 times return if you bet Michigan to win the national championship before the season started. They've got all that stuff set up there again for college football, NFL, you name it. Never miss out on the action again. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie. All right. Couple comments. The last couple minutes I want to get to. Early wins are critical to schedule. They are. They really, really are. And, you know, you don't want to start stockpiling kind of the whole, you know, digging yourself out of a trench or anything along those lines. And the 49ers, you know, I'm going to get the, I don't have the numbers off the top of my head. They used to struggle early in the season. You guys remember, like, excuse me, where everybody would say, oh, Kyle can't win week one. He always loses week one, whatever else. Well, that kind of got thrown out of the window of late. But, yeah, you got to win the winnable games. And the secret number is always 11. You get to 11 wins, you're almost guaranteed in the playoff race. That's what you want. Now, the 49ers, they've got much bigger goals. They aspire to much more. We're not trying to make it to the playoffs. We're trying to win the division. We're trying to get the one seed. And you're trying to get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, right? Most teams have similar goals, but the 49ers are a little bit different. The best roster in sports. You're bringing back, once Trent signs, 11 of 11 offensive starters, or one of the best offenses in the NFL in the past decade. That's huge. Defense, you got a lot back. Not all of it, but a lot. Yeah, you got to get those early wins. You have to. Mick, appreciate you, man. Hopefully Trent is back for the Rams at least. That is the crucial point. That's everything. And I think that's also the time we get Talano Hufanga back. You didn't put him on IR. I do believe Talano will not play week one. I don't think that'll play week two either. Maybe just get out there, you know, maybe get a series or two and then be full-time back against the Rams. That's kind of the target date there for Talanoa. Maybe you put Trent on that as well. And, you know, however you kind of look at that and kind of see that, yeah, that's where that is. Steven, what's up, man? He says, John, do you think with the size matchups, Ward shadows Williams and Demo on Wilson? You know, Williams hasn't played a lot. You're talking about Mike Williams, who they brought over from the Chargers, the wide receiver. He really hadn't played a lot. He has not practiced much. But, yeah, he's kind of the go-route guy. And Williams doesn't play like – we've shadowed Charvarius Ward against people like DK, DeAndre Hopkins in the past, A.J. Brown, those bigger physical wide receivers. So I could see it, but on a lot of those teams, that bigger physical wide receiver is also their best wide receiver. This one's different. I don't think anybody disagrees. Garrett Wilson is head and shoulders better, not size-wise, than Williams. I think the Niners really, really want, if you want to be honest, they want D'Amador Lenore to play nickel. D'Amador Lenore wants to play nickel. So in certain sets, you could do that. But I don't think the Niners are going to show their hands this early. It's not a divisional game. I know that we want it and all those things, but I think this is the time for the Niners to go out there and do their thing, because you're going to have a new number three corner no matter what compared to last year, right? So whether that's, it should be Isaac Yiadom, whether it's Renardo Green, whether it's Rocky Sin, whether it's Darrell Luter, it's a little bit new. And so the 49ers, I don't think that they jazz up too much week one. I really, really don't. Everybody's going to be watching them. I think they're going to stay in their kind of base rotational defense. You know, are we in a 4-3? Are we in 4-2-5? What are we going to do? And I think we're going to play kind of a basic whatever. So I think Charvarius Ward will stay on the left. Demo will stay on the right. When we go nickel, he'll bump down. Isaac Yiadom comes in. That's what they want. Now, if stuff hits the fan, then you can make some adjustments. And, yeah, you've practiced that for sure. But I don't think it's going to be too much there. I don't think we're going to see that early. And, yeah, Isaiah Oliver, BBQ Chicken, I love it, man. But what's up, Steven? He's at work. You get it done. You get it done. Trey Hall, appreciate you, man. Thanks for the super chat. He says, can't stand Nick Wright. Yeah, I'm not a Nick Wright guy, man. Don't listen to him. Blocked him on all social media. Those types of people that just don't watch the game and think, what can I say to piss everybody off so I get more clicks? That's all he's trying to do. So I don't engage in that at all. I just don't. A person's just non-existent to me. Hope he makes all the money in the world. Don't want anything bad for him, but yeah, don't feed trolls. Just stay away from him. That's all that is. That's all that is. Great one. He says, Rodgers last season with Green Bay, he was playing with two rookie wide receivers and still put up good numbers. Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks of all time. I put him top six off the top of my head without ranking him. He's up there. One of the best regular season quarterbacks in the history of the sport. There's no doubt about that. But you also have to say, like, all right, let's look at Aaron Rodgers. Here, I'm going to pull it up. When was the last time? That was 2008. No, sorry, my bad. I was looking at it upside down. You're going back to 2022. We're in 2024. He went 8-9, 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. It's not like it was one of his worst year. It was by far what, I mean, he had a 2.2 interception rate, one of his highest all time. Like, it was the worst year he's ever had. Yeah, you go with what's surrounding him and whatever. I understand that. Went 8-9, but like, he was 39 years old then. And he's 41 now. Like, I'm 41. Yeah, I'm just saying, we ain't seen it in a long time. No doubt he could go out there for 1 week and light it up. But at the same time, it's not one of those where it's just like he's going to come in and be whatever. Now, the player I am most worried about is right here. Dale, appreciate this. Are you worried about Quinnen Williams? Not so much that I'm worried about him. The NFL is kind of peppered with these stud defensive tackle three techniques. And they're pretty dang stacked there. Let's just be very, very honest. And again, kind of what are they going to go? Is it Quinnen Williams and Kinlaw, right? Who's freaking unbelievable. Or is it, you know, Quinnen Williams and Solomon Thomas, Leonard Taylor, somebody, you know, that they brought in, but I doubt we're going to see him out there that much. We'll see there. And they're stout in the middle. So Aaron Banks and Pooney, probably two of my favorite concepts about both those guards, is their anchor. The concern is our center, Jake Brendel. He has struggled with these bully defensive tackles. Isn't that weird to say I'm not worried about the rookie getting the start in his first game going against a Pro Bowler like Quinnen Williams? That's crazy. It's the center. It's Jake Brendel. It's always the center. That's the concern. Can he not ruin the run game? Can he anchor and not get somebody right up the gut, you know, to hit the quarterback? That's what I'm concerned about. I'm excited, actually, about the Quinnen Williams, Dominic Pooney. I want to see it. I want to know what we got. Yeah, Pooney, I'll take it, man. I'll take it all day. All day. And you know, the Jets, they've got their issues as well. The coaching staff has been terrible. I love Robert Saleh. I do. I love that man. I like a lot of people on their coaching staff. It's not run well. Their offensive coach, their offensive coordinator, Hackett's probably the worst offensive coordinator, dead last, 32nd out of 32nd in the NFL. I know you got Rodgers there, and he can do whatever, but Hackett has, like, it's by far one of the worst run offenses, period. It's just not good. And they've got their holdout as well. So Trent Williams versus Hassan Reddick. Hassan Reddick hasn't even showed up. Hasn't talked to the people, whatever. Trent showed up for OTAs. He's been with the team. He knows everybody. He knows the scheme. Hassan Reddick not even talking to those guys right now. Ooh, yeah, it's different. It's different. Here we go. Bill, he says, John, what's up? All I hear about the Jets offensive line beefing up problems. Well, let's look at it. They signed Tyron Smith, which, you know, playing the Jets early, I was hoping this is going to be a later game because they have so many injury concerns. They have so many old vets that they're relying on. But, you know, we played against Tyron Smith. He's a damn good player. He's with the Cowboys. I doubt he's going to play much this season, but he's going to play week one. Solid. John Simpson, really like him. They brought him over from Baltimore. That's their left guard. Joe Tippmann, very, very good. A second-round pick a couple years ago. I really liked him coming out of the Big Ten. Elijah Vera Tucker can't stay healthy, but he's healthy right now at right guard. Then Moses Morgan, that's their right tackle. Yeah, he's a good – he's better than our right tackle, but they're paying a premium for him. It's a good offensive line. It really, really is. When those guys are healthy, you know, Tyron Smith doesn't stay healthy. Elijah Vera Tucker doesn't stay healthy. If those guys don't, Olu Fushanu, who they drafted, we might not even see out there because he's kind of going to plug into that left tackle or right tackle spot eventually. So we'll see what that looks like. But no, it's a good offensive line. It really, really is. So take that for what you will. Hey, man, Tommy, he says USC 1-0, fight on. Hey, I'm pulling for you guys. Y'all play LSU, I'll pull for USC all the time. I will say this, though. I was happened to be in Vegas this past weekend, and y'all's fans didn't show up. LSU had you guys outnumbered like 8-2. I was very disappointed, USC, but y'all won the game, and I was very happy about that. I hate LSU, so I love that. Right here, Steven, appreciate you, brother. I'm a little concerned with Breece Hall against our run defense, but that's because I'm not sure what we will look like. He is an absolute stud. Like, you look at what Breece Hall did just last year. I mean, he was awesome. He played in every single game, had 994 yards, 5 touchdowns, 4.5 yards per carry, but was one of the worst offenses in the NFL. When Rodgers got hurt, teams just loaded the box. Now, Breece Hall, Brock Purdy's, you know, old college running back, yeah, they're close to each other. But you look at just what they did passing-wise, 29th in pass attempts last year, 22nd in yards, 30th in rush touchdowns. They just weren't good. They had to throw because they were just in a lot of losing games, whatever else. Their entire offense was terrible. 29th in points scored out of 32, 31st in yards per pass, or total yards out of 32. Like, they were so bad. Now that they're going to be balanced, Breece Hall is a playmaker. And whenever you're somebody like Breece Hall, I'm pretty sure it's unanimous. The number one running back in the NFL is Christian McCaffrey. You get to play opposite him this game. Now, it's not, you know, Breece Hall and CMC not going to be on the field at the same time. But that is a point that matters just to, hey, who's the best running back in the NFL? So we're going to see that. Now, real quick, I got to get a quick sip of coffee. But if you haven't supported this yet, the best way to support us right here.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams 1 passing yard. Every week in September. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you can combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week 1. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams 1 pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple. Right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com. Sign up. Join the community. And plus, we got a 7-day free trial. So. All right, let's see here. Filthy Casual, like the name. Why do you think the 49ers don't draft offensive line in the early rounds? Trent is getting old, going to have to find his replacement eventually. I think the 49ers, and they've talked about this, they're not going to draft an offensive lineman early just because they need an offensive lineman. They grade out their board, and the NFL draft, like, offensive linemen go early. You're picking at the end of the round because you're a good football team. Your first pick's 31 overall. If you don't get a stud first-round talent there, you don't take a second-round talent. You take the most talented player that can help you now. The Super Bowl window's open now. Now, you can play the, you know, hindsight's 2020 rule and whatever else. That doesn't matter. If there's not somebody that could, the 49ers have a philosophy. Chris Forster, where if you're not above this average line, they're not going to mess with you. And they think that they already have guys above that average line. My biggest concern is why do you not draft O linemen later just with the possibility of having a shot? That's my question. Like, we need a tackle on the practice squad. You just cut the last tackle. The 49ers added back Sam Ekwonu, defensive end, by far one of my favorite players. Made the initial 53. Then you made all the transitions to, you know, bringing back Ben Bartsch, bringing back, you know, all these handshake older vet gentlemen's agreements. You got Sam Ekwonu back on the practice squad. You waive Sebastian Gutierrez, who played guard and tackle for the 49ers this preseason in training camp. You only have two tackles on the roster currently. If you want to count, you know, Sam Alarcon, our international player pathway program, who actually played pretty good in the preseason, but he's not a viable option Monday night. The 49ers got to add somebody else. You really got to grab an offensive tackle from somebody's practice squad. You just got to. Or try out, work out a veteran that's still on the streets. You know, you had Chris Hubbard and Brandon Parker. They were on your team really bad all preseason, all training camp. You can bring them back, veterans, but you got to get somebody else out there. Maybe they're trying to get, I don't know. I have no clue. But it's frustrating. But Shanahan's entire philosophy is, you can give me middle offensive linemen, I can elevate their play with my scheme. Guys like Trent are different. And you're expected Trent to play multiple years. He's telling you he wants to play through 40, but now that complicates the contract. How do you get that done? That's where we are now. So I don't think that the 49ers are against drafting offensive linemen early. I think that most of the quality O linemen are gone by the time they're picking in those rounds. You did get a home run with Dominic Pooney, though, in the third. Like, that's a home run. But yeah, we need tackles. We need tackles 100%. And Vader right here says, you know, Forster explained twice the proven philosophy as it pertains to drafting offensive linemen. If there are elite difference makers, great. You don't get those guys at pick 31. They don't fall that far. They don't fall that far. They really, really don't. We'll see. We'll see. Let's see. Just get through to some of these. Let's see. Bazy Mayan, I think is how you say that. I don't know. Awesome name. Rodgers is great, but Niners have always shown how to deal with him. Never beat us in the postseason 0-4. Even in his prime, he won't be the issue. We'll see. This is a test for both teams. And the 49ers defense, it's different. There's some changes there. I mean, you're going to have George Odom out there starting at safety. You're going to have Isaac Yiadom, your number three corner. You've got Malik Collins in at defensive tackle. You've got Leonard Floyd out there at defensive end. There's changes. It's not the same team. New defensive coordinator, new person, you know, calling plays, all that stuff. So it's going to be a little bit, all right, let's go out there. Let's see what happens. But the 49ers are the better team. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. It's just week one. Anything can happen. Helmet to Helmet, appreciate you. Go check out the Helmet to Helmet 49ers podcast. It says, how will Kyle Shanahan attack the Jets defense? Where is the Jets defensive weakness? Okay, so to find the weakness, you got to find the strength. Their strength, the Jets, linebackers, corners, defensive tackles. That's their strength. Weakness, safeties. Big time, big time, big time. The starting safeties are Chuck Clark and Tony Adams. Those are their two guys. Take that for what you will. That is the weakness that is there. Now, if Hassan Riddick doesn't sign their defensive ends, that is a major question mark. Major question mark. Jermaine Johnson out of Florida State, first-round pick, hasn't been great. Will McDonald, first-round pick out of Iowa State, another Brock Purdy teammate guy, really hasn't been good. Really, he's kind of on that Robert Beal track. Michael Clemens would probably start if Hassan Riddick's not there. So defensive tackles, they're stout. They're great. Linebackers, probably the strength of the defense and outside corners. That's their thing. A lot of people don't realize, you know, Fred Warner obviously was first team All-Pro, but so was Quincy Williams for the Jets. He was the third linebacker on that All-Pro team. He is a stud, plus C.J. Mosley. He's been playing a long time, but he's still, man, he's a top-tier linebacker in the NFL. I have no problem if you said they have two top 10 linebackers in the NFL. That I think that's accurate. Now, the gap between Fred Warner and those other guys is immense. It's gigantic. I would take the 49ers linebackers over the Jets, but they're in conversation. Shanahan's biggest thing is whenever he plays against bad linebackers, that's what he exploits. You can't do that this week. Can't. Defensive tackles, linebackers, outside corners. That's their strength. The safeties, defensive ends, that's where you got to take advantage of them. That's where you got to exploit it. So the safety plays, how they're going to fit in the alley, all that kind of stuff, we'll see. Can you get them biting on some play action, sneak somebody behind them, Kittle, things like that? That's what you got to see.
That's where we're going to see. So, you know, the film, they play the same scheme as us. Both these groups are so familiar with each other. 49ers offense versus Jets defense. It's what the 49ers see in practice every damn day. Every day. It's the same thing. That was variations. Yeah, 100% that's there. But we'll have to see how they attack it. The safety play for the Jets is going to be key. If the Jets safety go out there and ball out and don't make mistakes, it can make their tackles and all that stuff, they're going to be in this game. But if they don't, that's where the big plays are going to happen. That's where they're going to be at. Yeah, we'll see there. Gregorius, what about the turf? Did the Jets update turf? No, they play at MetLife Stadium, the worst field in the NFL, but we're playing in Santa Clara, one of the best turf, you know, ground. I mean, it's not turf there. It's natural grass, but by far one of the great, the best kind of places to play as far as a natural grass standpoint. Levi's Field's always tip-top shape, which is crazy because when they first built Levi's, the grass was a problem for like 2.5 years. But now, yeah, it's by far one of the best. There's no doubt about that one. Let's see here. Going through a couple more questions. Feliciano's not playing. He's on IR. That's what that is. Right here, Coffee. He says, as long as Purdy and team score 30, we beat the Jets. Well, I mean, shoot, if you think we're scoring 30, the over-under is 43.5, you better go bet that. I mean, it's 3.5. 49ers are 3.5-point favorites. So if you're sure the 49ers are scoring 30 against this defense, dude, you better bet the 49ers, bet the over, go do that, man. Go do that. That's, whew. Oh, man, I'm excited. I'm excited about it. Now, let's see here, get through some more questions. A lot of conversation just on Burford and Feliciano and all those things. Feliciano ain't playing. Burford's backing up. I wouldn't be shocked if there might be a series or two where Burford gets in and rotates just to develop that depth, allow the rookie to step back and kind of see things. But if Dominic Pooney goes out there and has played as he has played through training camp and all three preseason games, man, you just ride 77. That's just what it is. Sorry, man. We ain't changing it. Let's let it stay. What's up? Yeah, he says, Rodgers will dink and dunk the same way Stafford, Dobbs, Burrow did to us last year. Hopefully, we're not giving up 8-yard cushions like last year. That's the way you have to be slow and patient against this 49ers defense. Again, Rodgers practices against the same defense scheme all the time when they do one-on-ones. That's true. Dink and dunk, dink and dunk. So if you could do that and stay ahead of the chains and get in third and shorts and all those things, that's the way to beat the 49ers defense. He's got the tools for it. We'll see. We just got to see. What's the old Mike Tyson line? Yeah, that's great. Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face. Who's going to be the team that exerts the physicality and the aggressiveness? We ain't got Dre Greenlaw out there. We do have George Kittle. We do have a Debo. What's the line on the Avengers? Yeah, but we got a Hulk. Like, you know what I mean? So who's going to be that tone setter? Because they got some tone setters. C.J. Mosley, that's a tone setter. They've got great outside corners. Great outside corners. I mean, we'll see how that goes. There is definitely a pathway for the Jets to win this game. And one, it's any given Sunday. You can say that about any team. Jets are not a bad team. They're not a bad team. They're a good team. The questions, offensive coordinator, Aaron Rodgers' health, offensive line health, but this is week one. So a lot of that's out the window because they're here. That's just what it is. We'll have to see what that is. Right here, Invader. You know, Purdy can get the ball out fast if he's got guys that can get open quicker than a hiccup. I like that. You're not going to get a lot of space against these corners. You know, we haven't mentioned him by name. Sauce Gardner is him. He's a guaranteed top three corner in the NFL. Guaranteed. Dude is a stud. Okay? DJ Reed. This is probably one of the Shanahan whoops of all time where you thought you could slide him through on the IR. Seahawks took him, started for them for a couple years. Now he's with the Jets. I mean, he's an awesome outside number two corner. He's great. Is he amazing? No. Their nickel corner, Michael Carter II, very strong. That is three stud corners, which is very rare in the NFL. Very rare. I mean, they are damn good. But what's crazy is so are we. Like, okay, Sauce Gardner, first team all pro. Was he first team all pro last year? I think he was. I have minimized it. Anyway, whatever. He's an all pro player. He was his rookie year. He's great. Charvarius Ward, second team all pro. Sauce Gardner's better than Charvarius Ward. I think everybody would probably agree to that. Probably not Charvarius, but they're close. They're very close. Number two, I'm taking Demo over DJ Reed. I don't think that's close. DJ Reed's awesome number two corner. Diamador Lenore is better. Now, is Isaac Yiadom better than Michael Carter? I'd probably take Michael Carter there. But it's close. Like, their best position, we're close to. You know what I mean? You're talking about roster. You talk about linebackers, and you talk about corners. This is what they're best at. Those are their best two position groups. And I'm like, nah. I take their corners, but I'll take our linebackers. You see what I'm saying? Now do that to the 49ers. Our wide receivers are way better. Our running backs are way better. I'm taking Brock Purdy right now over Aaron Rodgers right now. And obviously, career-wise, that's crazy to say, but you're talking 41 years old, Aaron Rodgers. Nah, I'm not taking that. Might be able to out-duel him in one game, and we'll find that out. Offensive line, I'm taking the Jets. They've got that one. Safeties, that's us completely. Tight ends, that's us completely. Wide receivers, that's us completely. So it's not like it's a bad game, but yeah, if Purdy can get the ball out fast, we're going to be all right. And can we generate space and all those things? We'll see. We will see.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Right here, Ed, you know, Trent is still good to go for two more seasons, in my opinion. And this is the problem of the entire contract situation, Zed. He signed for three. You've got Trent Williams signed for three more years already. So how do you add more to somebody that's 3 years with the void year after it? That's why the issue is taking place. We'll see. Filthy says, thanks, John. Kyle's scheme didn't work against the Chiefs defense. I would say this. I think that it did work. The problem was Debo was injured and never won one 50-50 ball at all. Never won a 40-60 ball against them. That was huge. Also, Kittle was injured. That hurt. Also, Feliciano got injured. Burford came in. That hurt. But Brock Purdy was unbelievable. Like, that Super Bowl, Brock Purdy, again, walked off the field in the fourth quarter in overtime three times with the lead. Walked onto the field, didn't have it. Walked off, had it. That's three fourth-quarter comebacks in the Super Bowl. And still lost. Well, you got Patrick Mahomes on the other side. And you abandoned run in the third quarter. That hurt. But I don't think the scheme was bad. I think Patrick Mahomes just is Patrick Mahomes sometimes. And we made more mistakes than they did. And we were a very healthy team going into that game. And you had Greenlaw. Our DB coach. You had Debo hurt. You had Feliciano. You had Kittle. Like, it just, it caught up to us. It really, really is. Steven says, Pooney might be a better offensive tackle than McKivitz. I might not disagree with that, but they're not going to try him out there. Not yet. There's no reason to just yet. Rusty, what's up, brother? He says, Clark and Adams, those are the safeties of the Jets. Sounds like a candy bar. They're going to feast on them Monday. That's the game. Yeah, right here. And yeah, if you're going to the game, which I'll be out there, let me just say this. Right now, there are no plans for home events. So I apologize to the 49ers Rush Road Trip. We're going to focus on away games. I'm going to focus on enjoying being a fan. Last year, we did too much and the 49ers and kind of their whole thing. So I'm just going to let them kind of whatever. But if you're at the game, remember to be classy. That's who we are. Welcome Robert Saleh back to the D, back to Santa Clara. That's huge. I love that guy. I really, really do. I don't think he's a great head coach, but I think he's a great dude. And we'll see. Yeah, but we be classy. That's who we are. We are the faithful. And there's a lot to Javon Kinlaw coming back. That's huge. I love that, too. I'm so glad he got paid. Solomon Thomas. Yeah, it didn't work out for us, but such an amazing human being. DJ Reed, it's not his fault he's not on the 49ers. Like, that's cool. A lot of positivity. Jeff Ulbrich, good Lord. That dude, love a lot of those things. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, treat him with respect. treat him with respect. It's what it is. Whoa, Jermaine Johnson was a Pro Bowler alternate last year. And, yeah, he's a good player. I liked him. I was higher on him than when he went by a lot. But he has struggled. And so can he consistently kind of be what you want him to be? We'll see. We'll see. He had 7.5 sacks last year. Yeah, Pro Bowl ain't what it used to be, man. Yeah, appreciate you, Greg. I'll give you a shout-out. Yeah. 7.5 sacks. That's awesome. That's great, man. That's a Pro Bowl. 7.5 sacks. Like, come on. This is just the way he was a Pro Bowler alternate. And because the other teams that made the playoffs and made the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship, that's why he got in. I could sit here and say Jake Brindle was a Pro Bowler alternate. There ain't nobody going to sit here and tell you Jake Brindle's good. He's not. He's not good. He's not a top 10 center. He's not a top 15 center. He's right on the outside cusp of that. I like Jermaine Johnson. I was really, really high on him in the draft. I think he's a very good, solid player. But nah, bro. Nah, we missed me with that one. But that's okay. I appreciate the comment and all those things. Let's see here. Yeah. Jets defense is more than legit. Yeah, let's just look at the numbers. You look at what they did last year. They were the 12th ranked defense in points allowed. Okay, that's not great, but it's better than 50%. Third best in yards allowed. That's gigantic. Now, they were in a lot of games where they just were not competitive, and teams just kind of ran the clock out against them. They gave up the second fewest first downs. Their defense is good. It's very good. It's close to elite. There's no doubt about that. Teams just ran the ball on them. 30 most rush attempts. They allowed 4.1 yards per rush. If you guarantee me the 49ers get 4.1 yards per rush, just run the ball 30 times, man. That's what you should be doing. That's what you should be doing. They've given up a lot of points. How many 30-point games did they allow last year? Cowboys put up 30 on them. Bills 30 on them. Dolphins 30 on them. Dolphins 30 on them. Browns 30 on them. And guess what? We run a similar to same offensive thing as the Dolphins, who did it twice. The Browns and Stefanski and kind of the outside zone. It's an abbreviation, kind of what we do. Bills no, Cowboys no. So they give it up some big ones last year, no doubt about it, but we'll see. We got to see what that looks like. But they're a good defense. They're great. They're a great defense. I don't have any problem saying that. What's up, RTP, my man? What's up? Had to catch up on the live. Calling you after the show. We'll talk, man. If I don't answer, I'm recording. I got a lot of shows to get done today. Just finished the breakdown. I always wait to do the third. I don't always wait. From now on, I'm going to wait to break down the third preseason game till rosters are solidified, because I hate paying attention and getting upset at, you know, number 81 out there whenever he's not going to be on our team anymore. So starting to break those down. We've got this week that's up on the 49ersrush.com, and we can pay attention to the players that are going to be around. Like, there's one point, the offensive line, we had one guy on the offensive line that's on our roster or practice squad. It's just like, okay, I'm not going to waste time on these four guys that are no longer with us. You take that, whatever. And yeah, I cannot constantly, I'm going to go back to this. Vader, thank you. 40 years old, coming off an Achilles. He's 41. That's tough, man. That's not easy to do. And so I'm just going to keep bringing that up. It's what it is. Alvin, what's up, brother? Appreciate you, man. He says, our last-minute defense lost that Super Bowl. Defense was great for three quarters. Fourth quarter and overtime, just couldn't get anything done. And that hurt. Right here. Strawberry. The Dre Greenlaw injury and special teams, the muff punt, that was a killer. That really, really hurt. And I am curious about this too, Invader. I think we're going to, he says, I think the game plan will be run heavy with Mason getting some carries. I don't think that's a bad idea, especially with, you know, when you got to pay attention to those practice reports this week when they come out. And Wednesday's the first day you got to report. Christian McCaffrey full go, limited. What that looks like. Where's, you know, if not Mason, dude, you're just going to thump on him. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, if they could stop it, they've got the defensive tackles. They've got the linebackers. They're a damn good team. But you got to make that happen. What's up, Jimmy? How we doing? How we doing? oh, Paul, I didn't mean to throw shade, brother. He says, some of us were 42 years old coming back from the Achilles injury. Hey, man, I will say this. You and the other guy, Aaron Rodgers, have the same amount of 300-yard passing yards in the past 2.5 seasons. So I'll just throw that out there. That's what it is. That's what it is. Can't wait, man. Ah, right here. Mason can run up the middle. He doesn't need Trent to get yards. That dude just averaged 5 yards a carry his entire career, every chance he gets, whether it's loaded box to close out a game, whatever. Small sample size, I understand. Mason needs to get carries, period. Yeah, Christian McCaffrey's 100%. Split him out. Split him out. Oh, whew. Man. I'll say this, Russ Invader, would you like to get hit at 41? It will for sure affect. Yeah, you got to hit him. You got to hit him. I'm 41 currently, and I keep getting injured in freaking slow pitch softball. So obviously I'm not a world-class athlete. Some people may disagree with that. Actually, no, that's not true. Nobody will disagree with that statement. That's not going to take place. Now, I do want to go back and just talk about the Jets and 49ers history. They haven't played a lot. They really, really haven't. And the 49ers lead this series 11-3 all time, and it's been completely one-sided. 49ers have won 3 of the last 4. The last time the 49ers lost to the Jets was a long time ago, 2016, before Shanahan. And I went back and looked. We lost in overtime, 23-17. And, man, it was just, listen to the names just on the Jets team. Robbie Chosen was with them. Bilal Powell, Matt Forte, Brandon Marshall, Leonard Williams, Darrell Revis. Their quarterback was Bryce Petty. Ah. For us, it was like Carlos Hyde, Colin Kaepernick, right? Like, I mean, it was a mess. It was a mess. That was a bad year. Rusty says, yeah, we saw you limp into the studio. That's a real thing. That is a real thing. Appreciate you, Paul. So we're going to see. It's going to be fun. And enjoy this week as we lead up. And, like, talk your trash. Get your takes out there, all that stuff. If you're betting, man, I want to say this, you know, my book, you just up their offer to 100% match up to $1,000. So whatever you put in, if you use promo code 49ers, you put in $1,000, you get an extra $1,000 to bet with. Rollover supply. So go check that out. But mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ers. Go check that out. If you're going to bet, though, on game stuff, and I don't care what game this is, wait till practice reports come out. Season bets, that's a different thing. I'm going to be posting all of my season bets later this week. Who's going to win what division, all that stuff. That's going to be posted Tuesday, Wednesday, obviously before the Thursday night kickoff. You know, all different stuff. That's going to be over the 49ersrush.com and on our Patreon page. Jerry Rice tier and above gets all of the bets. That's where that's going to be. And if you're going to the games, guys, you guys know what to do. We're going to be out in Minnesota. It's 2 weeks to the day. It's my birthday. Saturday, the 14th. Oh, I'm so pumped about this. We're going to be out in Minnesota the day before parties at Crave downtown on 825 Hennepin, 2 to 6 p.m. We rent out the whole venue. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be sold out. So if you don't have tickets yet, 49ersrushroadtrip.com, go check that out. And then our tailgate, man, it's going to be epic. If you're going to Minnesota, you got to tailgate with us. Last time was just so freaking fun. We had such a good time. 49ersrushroadtrip.com, all that stuff. And again, if you want to enter into the raffle, it's not really a raffle. The entries, this is more of a charity. Week 3, we're giving away 2 tickets. 49ers at Rams down in SoFi, Los Angeles. Section 236 with the pink tailgate pass. Entries are $20 a piece or 3 entries for $50. Give you a better chance to win there. Everything that we raise goes straight to my man Gabe. His 2-year-old was diagnosed with leukemia. We're trying to help him out and his family out. Just go to the 49ersrush.com/Rams, the 49ersrush.com/Rams. Fill that out. We're giving away those tickets live on air September 12th. So in 10 days, that's where that is. Oh, man, I am so freaking excited. Whew, man, this is going to be a fun season. I hope you guys enjoy it because this is, I know we ain't got the ring yet. It's coming. It's coming. I believe in this team. I believe in Shanahan. I believe in Purdy. I believe in the roster. Just got to keep kicking that door down. That's what it is. But you guys are the best. Hopefully you enjoyed the show today. And, man, we got a lot of content coming out this week. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.